2017. With my former ass, the DD shit goes. I'm not gonna just want to do everybody. Just keep me real. I love you though. This the pills to a part of me that y'all don't want me to expose to rap. Not that I'm saying that I'm running out of clothes, but it's the only thing that I can do for that. It knows. It's just that flow. It's supposed to be in a certain position, and it still ain't made it there though. Trying to figure out whoa, hold on me. Where the fuck did we stop settling for less and make that shit that the press? In our position to make us cinematic, they don't be there.
It's live taping of the Rancid News Velvet Guy Hour. Down at the gym. Sound. Drink that to a breath. We'll be back right after this. I say, do you in the man? Goddamn. Y'all know what? Y'all Because y'all know who I'm about to talk about right here. First off, everybody been saying, what a random here talking about it. You see? Like they really give a fuck about my well-being and my safety. You know why they say where he at? Where the checks at, nigga? You ain't paid me yet. When we gonna do another episode? Why the hell we been in casting? We ain't had no tape rings in a long time. Where they at? I want my stuff. They wasn't even paying the stimulus no attention. They chased me down, boy. They chased them. They know they gonna get dead. We ain't worried about that shit. We good. He did it. All right, where this nigga at, man? For real. That's just how it went. Where this nigga at, man? Straight up. He been gone way too goddamn long. With my neck. Yeah? It's how tired you show up. You know what I'm talking about? But anyway, listen, for y'all enjoyment, that's right. Now, for y'all enjoyment, you know, we got some very special people in the house. Okay, y'all know we got tons of fun in the house. Now y'all know that my main man, right? Y'all know him. You know what I mean? Y'all know it. They call it tons of fun. You know.
You can frame bridge.
See? Shit like that happen. You describe a motherfucker, and they start giving you images of frame. Well, of course, you know, I want y'all to give it up for him, though, man. My main man, tons of fun, he gonna be out of there, man. So. Yeah, man. All right. Now, this next piece of work. Listen. I'm just saying. This next piece of work. Y'all already know. This Mr. Bag on his face. I know what I'm talking about. Seldom seen. And that's so, listen. It's like that, okay? All right? Am I wrong for having these people on? Be sure. Tonight. Am I wrong? Y'all let me know I stopped it. I'm not. All right, then. Let us continue. So, we got tons of fun and seldom seen, right? These people agreed to come on this nonsense and say, you know what, I'm going to add to the horror and suspense because we feel like if we don't help our buddies, black people being black around black people being black. And happy to be in the entertainment industry, being black. That's the name of this association. There is no acronym for it because it wouldn't fit on the business card. I just want to be honest with y'all, but y'all want to keep laughing, so it is going to seem like I'm lying about language. Because it can only be funny, right? It's got to be. It don't seem like, listen, First off, for those of y'all that don't know, the Random Weird Comic Guy started off as a stand-up comedian. I stood up. I got back up. And I talked about you. See, it worked two ways. You can stand up. Some instances, you stand up for a good while before you go down. Boom. There's the one. That's what he meant to say. Bow. Oh. But I still don't know. Bow. Until now. He meant that one. I know. Yes. Leave him alone. Wasn't really bothering him. Should have just left, dum-dum. Your presence somehow irritated him. Don't know how, but everyone else was enjoying. He wasn't. He apparently has them picking bugs off of him in the colony. You are an iPhone in the 20s on common people. Move, idiot. Okay, so now we got Seldom Seen. We got Tons of Fun. Okay. And I mean, listen to me, baby. Listen. It's all right. Ooh, it's all right. Look at me. Y'all know I'm playing somewhere around here. I can get it like this, yeah? Y'all know I'm playing somewhere around. Yeah, get your hands together. I want y'all all to get on y'all feet. Stand up and clap. What that boy name? Blockhead. Yeah, okay. I want y'all to get on y'all toes and clap for Blockhead. Y'all don't know what it takes to be these type of people. But I'm gonna tell y'all what y'all gotta do, man. Is y'all gotta hold on to me for a minute, man. I want y'all to hold on to me for a minute, man. It's gonna be okay tonight. Listen, I'm finna go on a commercial break. I want y'all to chill out. I'll be right back. Like to be on one of these limited live tickets of the Random Weird Comic Guy Hour or whatever, and you just happen to be in Chicago or live in the Chicago area, hit us up on Facebook, Snapchat, Instagram. and Twitter. You know. For SeanBunchline@gmail.com. Or just Google the Weird Comic Guy. We're in there. And you guys come right on back to the Random Weird Comic Guy Hour or whatever.
Those fans, you know what I'm saying? So what he got, this notebook in his hand, you can't beat him. Man, stop writing what is there left to say. Before you take off with this, go the other way. Best advice, anyone's ever gave. I'm telling you, man, this obedience is great. Fish can't bread spaghetti. Yeah. Thinking about this, man, forget it. You mentally disconnected. The bash drops into the depression. Some things
are we are back.
We in any session. The experience and the lesson. Answer and the question seems that the jeopardy.
That's right. That's the mask. Name of that song is Body. And now we get ready to bring to the stage my main man from the mainland. You know, check him out. We're gonna bring my main man Blockhead on the stage, man. I want y'all to get it up for him.
HR9. When it was here, see, saw the evil one of the tear down faces in space. One glass day, get you a hundred. Saw the evil one of the tear down faces in space.
No.
Tunes up there. You know what I'm talking about? Y'all feel me, right? I am going to be your main man this evening. My name is Blockhead, they call me. Y'all can sit down and get ready. Because it's going down, baby. I'm telling you that right now. You hear me? I say, it's going down, baby. Now, let me get them all out the way on some real sweat shit for all you, you know, orbitally symmetric shithead motherfuckers out there. When it's not cracking dope, I got something for you. Bowling ball head, motherfucker. Excuse my tongue and its pronunciations. No, I'm just saying, excuse my tongue and its pronunciations. The things that it may say. Father, forgive us
for this idiot word about what he provoked me to do. That Lord, just because he's stupid, that don't mean I gotta act ignorant. But I'm not acting ignorant, Lord. I'm exercising some kind of self-control, and Lord, it just happened to be this and a couple of other things. If you win it, let me know. I need to know if I can keep going with this one. Because it looks like I'm winning so far. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, man. Okay, well, anyway, Lord, I know you're busy. I'm going to go home, you know, let you do what you do. And everybody name, I forgot it right now, Lord. But you know, your son, everybody name. And amen, too. His name, too. Because you got to make sure you're good with him. You know, you got to get everything in there. You can't miss a beat. God want to know what's going on, son. Man. Tyler, too, son. Man. When you're going to slide on me, you got to be ready to answer questions. Man. Man, son, I'm going to feel good, baby. Are you on the phone? Yeah, you got niggas faking the funk on the Bible better than you. You can't even tell a man when. Lord, man, you give him what you did me, but it's terrible. That's horrible. Well, anyway. Thank you. How y'all feeling tonight? Y'all good? Oh, you're laughing at the hand. Okay, boy. Is that how y'all crush y'all out like a bunch of stingy bastards? Y'all start looking and feeling like that. You ain't gave me none of it. I'm so glad y'all spent that little money on them tickets. But man, y'all. The hardest job is to come up here and talk to y'all face to face. Look at all y'all in y'all face. Gotta be funny and stuff. And they be telling us, no, we can't afford to eat no drink because you might drink and fall over on the people. I say, I might not have a joke light enough. It may be too heavy. And it might be so trapped, I fall over on the people. So now I'm dry, I ain't gotta get my act together, man, that's crazy. I'm a comedian, not working AA, what the hell? I want to rehab, I'd have broken bones or something. That pay way more money too. I can heal up. You can do stuff for me. All right, don't try me. Don't try me. I'm not trying, you shouldn't do it either. And that's the rule you got for everybody. If you're not trying, you got to show somebody else do it. That eliminate all of this. Oh, he's a tough guy. No, he's not. He just doesn't want to get beat up. Who does? I mean, but it's going to happen. That's the truth. You just don't want to get beat up. Relax. It's gonna happen one day. After that, you'll be good. Some people are gonna know about it. Don't get beat up. It happens. None of your friends have ever been beat up. Nah, in the time. We're not wishing nothing on nobody. But it always seems to happen. You suspect it. You get it out the way. You're a good natured person. It tend to not happen to you, sir. We're not talking about a limp or a jerk. That's not a good-natured person. This is where I gotta shut him, what they call him, because I specialize in that situation.
You're gonna see me again in 4 years, don't even worry about it.
I'm the man who's writing checks.
He's just doing what I told him.
He knew. Yes. Papa Trump is still running everything. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Papa Trump is still running every single facet of your trusted elected officials. But anyway,
oh, get up out of here, man.
You ain't got but a little bit more time. Look here. I need y'all to do me a real favor, right? Knock it off, okay? I need 3 of y'all to knock it off, and 5 of y'all to cut it out. 6 of y'all to find something to do. 9 of y'all to just hang on, just be it. The rest of y'all, lay on the floor, just lay there. Decorate the floor, spread out. No, don't do all that clapping loud stuff like, oh yeah, we're enjoying them now. No. Because you came to the show and got to do something. Guess what? You had to do a lot when you came to the show. Buy some snacks, find your seat, sit in it, secure it, go to the bathroom, get some more snacks, and now you're finna lay on the floor. What's the attitude, bro? Get on it. Get on it. Get on it. Now. Because right now is better than now. So you should be on that pronto. That's not better. That's how you gotta raise. I'm the best worker bee. I make the hive happy. No one works as hard as this is good. Apparently no one squashes as hard as that gun. Now, back to you in the house. Son of business. I'm finna leave, y'all. But before I leave, I'm gonna leave y'all with this. Ain't nobody gonna ever do it like we do it, man. Y'all, please, be cool, baby. I'm gonna tell y'all, man, I love y'all, and I'm out of here. Yeah. That's my main man, Blackhead. I want y'all to come on back to be with us, man, after this short break right here. Seldom seen to the stage. come on. Hey. Already.
But I still will tell this motherfucker that.
What? Yeah, I love you too, man. It's alright. I'm glad to see you. Thank you for spending that money. Because that's how we do it, man. You gotta be grateful for everything. You just can't be born and get in and everything and be grateful for it, man. What you know that? We ain't so weak that we just take anything either. No. We don't play that type of game. Y'all ready? I say it's all better. I'm trying to tell you, baby. It's been like that lately. You hear me? And everybody and their mama swearing they know. No, you don't. I'm going to tell y'all what it is, and then I'm going to shut the fuck up about it. Now, you know that ain't going to listen. But black folks tell you that. The stock price of coffee is about to go up exponentially, universally, not globally. I'm talking about around the entire galaxy, coffee. Because they think you can have a talk. You understand a talk? You understand a talk? That's what you can have, a talk. Okay? So you're gonna have to figure some things out. Alright? I'm talking about for real. You're gonna have to figure some things out. Before you get to this situation, how are you going to avoid it? Now, I know I started arbitrarily with this whole conversation, but it's a very valid point, and it comes up in everyday routines, including this one that I'm in now. Now, how the fuck am I going to get out of this one? I didn't start this one. Hey, listen, I want to say something to each and every last one of y'all out there. Go jump off a bridge, got the fucking old clap like, yeah, do some more. I got some more for you, all right? Fuck it. What the hell is the man boat? You a bastard. Ain't me showing up just enough? Here I am. Shit. Yeah, I was gonna say that shit. Matter of fact, just cause you want me to, I'm gonna say it anyway. It's some Rick James pretty. Look at that. That just means my ticket sales go from 0.0.0.3%. To 0.0.01. Nothing ever again. All slow people tried to tweet at the same time and broke Twitter just to say their feelings was hurt. I was one of them. But my feelings was hurt. You don't say no shit like that out loud, man. So, I guess, you know, but you know, that's how things is, you hear me? What you talking about? You ain't never been in no situation? No. On the count of three, everybody say, you lying, sacker. You know why y'all ain't saying, because I know y'all lying. Well, I appreciate the hand claps, though. That mean a whole lot. That mean y'all won't buy some more tickets. Hold up, enough for the jokes. If y'all won't buy some more tickets. I can't get a read on nobody. Y'all laughing or what? Okay, look. Laugh hardest if you gonna buy some more tickets. Laugh even harder if you just messing with me. See, I can't get a read on nobody. This is crazy. Bunch of buttermilk biscuit eating motherfuckers. I mean, for real. Hey, darling. Don't buy no clothes from them people no more. Don't do that. No, no, I ain't, listen, no. It's just that, that looks like the only pretty one they had. It looks like it was at the last minute, that's the only pretty one they had. You didn't need to go to anywhere else, because they were going to leave you if you was late. When she told you to stop drinking all the margaritas while you was doing what you was doing. I ain't even doing this. Come on, baby. I don't know. Let me leave her alone. She apparently, if I'm saying it right, it does the long end on the short nose. So I'm gonna leave you alone because you fit right in. It's a new magazine, it's a fashion magazine called Backstreet Curry. In the many years you've graced this cover, it's mind-boggling, like, what the fuck, are you like the spokes? Are you a fucking mascot? Where'd you get that weekly? That's the catalog? But anyway, I got stuff to do and you do too. I'm gonna go right now, but before I leave, I want everybody out here who's grown as hell to join me in the song. Thanks a lot, you're the worst. Scum-sucking pump scum of the earth needs to be wiped out. I got something for you. Come closer, you taste my shoe. Okay, I think that covers that. So, good people in this auditorium, on the weirdo, whatever this is, I want to thank you for coming out, being a part of this wonderful, can you give yourself a hand or something? No? Still acting slow? Well, anyway, I'm getting ready to get the fuck up out of here. I don't know what you guys are gonna do, but I know what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna jump in my car, I'm gonna go home, and I'm gonna do something there. It has been splendid cooking it with you guys. Have a good one. Well, y'all don't know me. I want y'all to stay on y'all feet for my main band. Turn of four. Y'all give it up for me. Cut the music, baby. Cut the music. Yes, cut the music. It's lovely, baby. It's lovely, baby. Y'all some beautiful people. Get it up for yourself. Let me hear you. Come on, let me hear you now. Y'all can do better than that, ain't you? Come on, now. Back up in here. Y'all back up in here. Yes. I'm telling y'all the truth. I am telling y'all the truth. I am so grateful to be back up in here. I found me a spot that will deliver a 50-50 can. Okay? 50-50 pan, okay? 50 fish pieces or any kind of fish, any kind of piece I can mix and match. And 50 chicken pieces, any kind of chicken pieces I can mix and match. I'm talking about there's chicken tenders, chicken gizzards, chicken livers, chicken wings. Ooh-wee. 50 pieces. 50 pieces. Look at that. 50. Then they said, you know what, player? We're going to do it with the fish. Because they're so favorite with fish. And we go, for you, sir, it is not a wish. So, we gonna devise this special effort for you. I said, sir, you may sound the trumpets. This day will be memorialized. This day will be tapped out. It will be a history lesson for youngsters and grammar schools, future times to come. Let it be known that I found this 50-50 spot. Now anyway, we already started making plans for the NBA playoff party and the Super Bowl party, so all the homies, y'all hear me? Y'all get ready. Y'all should start getting your money together. You already started making the Super Bowl and NBA Finals parties. And if y'all want to do something for baseball, we can do that too. Real talk. But they got it, man. I'm trying to tell you, the people got what it takes, baby. They know what they're doing. All right, they professionals. They handle you with dignity. A1 around the clock service. And they Uber cannot be beat. God damn it, when they say 45 minutes, they only a minute late if they years late. God damn it, you can't feel them. The food get to you. Experienced drivers. Why? Because all of them, baby, people, yeah, baby, and they understand the importance of food. They big people, yeah, cause they know they gotta get food to you. Big people, yeah, man. It's the Big People for Big People Providing Food for Big People Association. We got our own driving association, you know, for the Uber app thing, we got our own, so, yeah, we hooked up like that. You know? Hey, listen, y'all missed the whole idea, okay? You say you're grossed out with me standing in McDonald's. With a fanny pack on, what would make a grown man that wear about a half a continent put on a fanny pack? It looked like you warped your belt to where you can just depart that warp and start a sack and you just... Can you call that ingenuity by going ahead and sewing the top outer corner like a pocket? It ain't no fanny pack. That's created by unexplainable circumstances. But anyway, if they thought it was a fanny pack, they wrote a joke in for it. It wasn't a fanny pack. No, listen, my writers, right? Because I got writers, I get lazy. They thought it was a fanny pack. I had to tell them, no, that's my joke. I fucked it up. You hear me? Listen, I had a 60-piece catfish, right? No, cause I had some friends over. We were playing cards and stuff. It wasn't all for me. I knew it sounded like that. Lord forbid, he ain't that good yet. But listen. No, I'm just telling y'all, listen. He ain't good. He ain't that good yet, but he getting there. And I'm working with him. Because, you know, I'm not saying I'm better than a man. It's just that, you know, how you working with me, you can't beat it. You can't beat it at all. Don't act like you can. Nobody in here can say they can. Listen, I'm trying to tell you something serious, damn it. Y'all ought to be grateful. He gave you so much beautiful talent to stand here on the stage and share with you. I'm grateful people. Complaining all the time. Don't ask me about God for nothing. But anyway, let me get done telling my story so I can get my money. Just don't ask me for nothing. I gotta do my job still. Shit. If you work up the gas company, I can't go down there with no gas can and say, hey, look, let me get some gas. My stove is low. I couldn't come down there begging you, so why you begging me? I can't go down there with broken light bulbs and say, give me lights. My lights at the house about to go out. Let me borrow some lights. I can't go down there to the flight company that you work at, so why you always beg to leave? I can't go to the bus station and say, let me borrow some CTA. I need to get to the grocery store and back. I need you to pull up in front of the house so I can put the groceries in the house from off the bus. I can't borrow no CTA. I gotta pay, get off the bus, and then walk with a bunch of bags. So why you begging me? Because it's easy to just walk up on me, I ain't doing nothing, huh? So I ain't got nothing attached to me, so you can just say, well, you know, because you really ain't know nothing. So that would make you, you probably would know nothing from me. But you know, people in this position seem to have it all, don't they? Everybody bow your head. Heavenly Father, these people have been heavily misled. I'm talking about seriously. Lord, it is in your will, ain't it, to get these people up out my face. I ain't got nothing for nobody. All of this could have been done sometime yesterday, but you know I'm here. Lord, help me to be more like your son. You straight told the people where to look. Oh, look, his son told him where to look. He with it again. And he walked off. All right, look. Jesus, heal me. Okay, I hear you. You gonna follow us? No. Oh, okay, you gone. Peter, you're this way. Peter, you're still talking to him. You're this way. We're going out of Bethlehem, stupid. He doesn't want to go with us. Fine, we'll leave him here. He's an idiot. What do you mean, oh Lord? Having another stupid word, truth gets us money. We're out. I don't mean no harm, man. I don't mean no harm. I was going to give that good man speech about to all my women, but I can't do that because I don't want to, if I already did, I wouldn't want to go any further because that's not what this is about. So, okay, anyway, the little bit of time I do have left, I'd like to say, first off, so I spent all this time up here. That's the only thing I get. All of the Super Joe bubblegums I ate and stole. And this is what you gonna do? You gonna get constipated for 5 years? Swallowing bubblegum on accident.
Point Guard was being brought to him in part by the NTBNB Network. NTBNB Podcast, Broadcast Network, Podcast, wow, that was funny story, that was funny Chicago, right here, I don't know. And also by Northern Radio Network. I'd like to thank all of our sponsors. Thank you. Google. Apple. Purchase. Public Radio. Overcast. Pocket Cast. And many more. And all of you. Remember, your financial donations keeps us going. Now back to the live. What's so random, was it?
I mean, come on, man.
Everybody. What's up? Listen.
They killed the man right after that. There's nothing dead in the street. They got them to a piece of wood. He did everything for these people and they murdered him. They went back to gambling and drinking. They was even doing it at the spot where they killed the man. Soon as the ground got to shaking, the first thing they did was say, hey man, what you doing? What do you want from the man? You already killed him? You can't be upset about it? The ground shaking, hey, oh, look, come on, man, what you doing? What you think you're doing? Every last one of y'all knew Moses was, thou shalt not kill. Y'all murdered this man, man, he shaked the ground, and now y'all looking at him like he crazy. You gonna have him a sponge with some vinegar after you just stab him in his rear. Yeah, I'm thirsty right about now. I want some vinegar. Some refreshing vinegar. That ought to help me out, especially since you stabbed me. Bastard. So what you get the conversation about when you got back to the house? Man, God, what's up with this sin thing, man? I had to back. Come on, what you doing? What are you doing, man? I mean, what's going on, bro? For real. When we come up with this? You remember you said that us, man? Why didn't you come up with this? I woke up, they told me, hey, man, come here. You got to go downstairs. For what? You just got to go downstairs. For what? Bro, you gotta go downstairs, man. Go downstairs for what? What you mean I gotta go downstairs? You gotta go downstairs, my man. This is it. And the next thing you know, they talked about it everywhere. They was lying on the man thing, talking about all the stuff he was doing, didn't do. I'm trying to stick out my man. I ain't want nothing with his mouth. I know where his body's buried at. Well, the funny way you found out. Everybody else, they're looking around for Eon, and now all of a sudden, you know, we found the exact location where the ark is. Oh, y'all found the black box, huh? His GPS was still working.